A simple outpatient surgery at Ridge Meadows Hospital turned into a nightmare for a Maple Ridge father of two, who wound up in intensive care unit at Royal Columbian Hospital. Armando Osorio went in for his operation at Ridge Meadows Hospital on Wednesday, December 4. However, according to a post by Osorio's wife, Erica Arredondo, who set up a GoFundMe for her family, he suffered severe internal bleeding when his femoral artery was accidentally cut. The femoral artery is the main blood vessel that supplies oxygen-rich blood to the lower body, and according to the Cleveland Clinic, if severed, it will cause a lot of bleeding and could possibly lead to a leg amputation. Due to a lack of proper medical equipment at Ridge Meadows Hospital, he was urgently transferred to Royal Columbian Hospital, where he is currently in the intensive care unit, Arredondo explained. Arredondo described her husband as a hard-working father of two young children, who only just started a new job earlier this month. "The anguish of seeing him in such a critical condition has been devastating for our family," said Arredondo online. "It's a shock," said Arredondo, when reached by phone, adding they are taking everything day by day. "For the moment we are focusing on the recovery of my husband and that will be really long," she said, adding that there are a lot of unknowns at this point. Arredondo said her husband went into surgery in Maple Ridge at 11 a.m. on December 4, and then woke up the following day at Royal Columbian Hospital, although he hasn't yet been able to communicate with his family. "The family, originally from Mexico, has no other support system here. And to compound matters, extended family in Mexico need a visa to enter Canada, which takes around 3 months to obtain." Fraser Health said it is currently in direct contact with the patient and their family to address any concerns, questions, and to provide support during recovery. The health authority explained that surgery always carries inherent risks, and it recognizes how deeply distressing it can be for patients and their families to experience an unexpected health outcome. "While our care teams follow rigorous protocols to minimize complications, there are rare situations when the outcome may differ from what was hoped for," said Crystal Landert, a spokesperson for Fraser Health. "If complications arise during surgery, surgeons may call on colleagues for additional expertise or, if needed, arrange for a patient to be transferred to another facility equipped to provide a higher level of care. This collaborative approach ensures patients receive the best possible treatment for their condition," added the spokesperson. "Now the family is facing severe financial strain," she said, "because Osorio was supposed to start a new job, but now Arredondo doesn't know if they will still keep him on or not. The company has given him until January 13 to start, but Arredondo doesn't think that will be enough time. He may need to find new employment. Money from the fundraiser will be going to help the family cover Osorio's medical expenses and the family's needs through the recovery process." Arredondo added that any support will be deeply appreciated and will give the family hope during this dark time. As of December 30, the family raised close to $12,000 through the online fundraiser. The campaign is at www.gofundme.com/f/medical-emergency-of-the-osorio-family.